A History of Private Life, written and presented by Professor Amanda Vickery.
A Private Space, Episode 1, The Bed. I've always been fascinated by the way other people live. Who hasn't wandered down a street at dusk, glancing through the front windows, wondering about the lives behind? Lamps lit, but curtains not yet drawn. Tableau after tableau of domestic moments. The secrets of the past are even more tantalising. I spent my whole career trying to get to the very heart of private life. In 1763, a middle-aged and good-natured Charterhouse schoolmaster, William Ramsden, took up his pen to report the birth of his son to a relative. He addressed his letter,
"From the arm of my wife's easy chair, a situation I would not change with the King of Prussia. No, nor with George III, King of Great Britain. My good woman, at the same time with glee in her eye, contemplating her little boy, who also in his turn seems as happy as this world can make him with his leather bottle."
William Ramsden wallowed in domesticity, whether watching his children play, his wife perform household tasks, or simply the arrival of his dinner.
"Here comes supper. Dinner, I should say. Fish at top, asparagus at bottom, a smiling wife. Who'd be a king?"
"Oh, Mr. R. My good man, dearie." These drops.